on the bottom of page Kufmem and Hasharas Avreichim, bottom of page Kufmem, the Rebbe's talking to us about how a Jew is supposed to look at the world and see the world. But only, he says, in Ish Nilva, of a person who wants to and a person who is looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to see Him everywhere. And if you're not looking for HaShem Baruch Hu, then you don't see Him anywhere. Thank you. And at the bottom of Pech Kuf Mem, of course, the Rebbe acknowledges Achein Atah Kel Mestate. It's true that Hashem Baruch created the world in such a way where He's hiding. Achein Atah Kel Mestate. Hashem is truly hidden. Eich Zeh B'chol Hayayim Alecha Ani Ma'abid V'lo Ayreka. The irony is that all day long we're staring at Hashem Kivyachal. We're staring at Him, and we don't see Him. All day long, everything that we look at is Hashem's Baruch. Everything. And we're staring at Him everywhere, and we don't see Him. So the Rebbe says, Eich Zeh B'chol Yayim Alecha Ani Ma'abid V'loi Ereka. I'm gazing upon you all day long, and I don't see you. Ach biyadi is hayd he'arazcha amush, and you, even with my hands, wherever I touch, I'm touching the splendor of your light. But still, v'lohi eda'ach, I don't know you. Ma niflo pulasa kel ayses apeli. How wondrous Hashem, all the things that you do is such a mystery. And when we'll be zeicha in the avoda of chasidus, with Hashem's help, legalis ma'at menafsheinu. It's the whole avoda of chasidus, as the Rebbe's been teaching us from the first day we began learning his svarim, is legalis ma'at menafsheinu, to try to reveal something of our own souls, to come into contact with our own inner essence. Oz b'shoyz hamarei mames kashet is ba'ir navshenu l'malam mitzinsume slolenu gvulei gufenu. Then when we're able to reveal something of the nefesh, something of who we really are within ourselves at certain exalted times, so then we will feel the fire of our soul burning within us and rising above all the tzimtzumim, all the smallness and the constriction of the shadows of this world. We see shadows, but we don't see the one who's making the shadows. So to rise above all the tzimtzumim of the slalom of those shadows, or gvulei gufeinu, and all the boundaries of the body, of physical life. So those moments that we're able to taste of the nefesh, and we're able to rise briefly above all of the tzimtzumim and the gvulim of the guf, when we're able to look in such a way to see with the nefesh, to be able to see not with our eyes, because with our eyes we don't see Hashem. With our eyes we're staring at Him, but we don't see Him. Einayim lehem v'layiru, with our eyes. But if we're able to, for those moments, if we're able to megala ma'at menafsheinu, then we're able to rise above all the obstructions of physical life and to see the world for what it really is. It wouldn't be possible if we were able to be megala, something of the soul, then it's impossible not to see some of the light of the Hoda Noa Ziv Ha'olam, the splendor of the world Hashem, shining before us. It's impossible not to see. I'm not talking about a person just meditating intellectually in his brain, in his mind. And not only that we will see that there's a hesed upon him, will feel that Hashem is so hidden. Shagufani is kitzel b'lay etzemhu. To feel that physical life is this shadow without anything, without being able to see the reality. Rak bahari im ha-nefesh v'b'chines meitzis min ha-charakim l'farmim nireh gamis ha-etzem v'gamis ha-matzil. It says when the soul of a Jew is revealed for those moments when he's able to rise from all of the boundaries of this world, it's not just that in his mind he will be certain in God's reality, and it's not just that he will sense that the true reality of Hashem is unseen and is hidden, but he says mamish with a re'im and nefesh, he could mamish on some level. Again, we don't know what this means. Bebchinis meitzis min acharakim, like it says in Shir Hashirim, to be peeking through the cracks. The farmim nira, it can be seen. Gamis ha'etzem, the essence itself. Doesn't mean you could, obviously, Hashem's work can't be seen as anything physical. Gamis ha'etzem, gamis ha'matzel, but the person's consciousness is so completely aware and filled with that reality, as we learned in the Maamar of the Baal Tanya, that it's as if he sees with his eyes. And everywhere that he looks, he doesn't see any old man with a long white beard. And he sees the Hodanah Ziv Ha'ilam, he sees that everything is shining with godliness. So he sees the etzem, the essence of Gamas Amatsya, the one who's making the shade, the creator of the world, the one who's behind the shadows. With our limited human minds, we're not going to be able to understand, to comprehend intellectually what is it that we saw. If you try to go over it, what did you see? And what was it that was, what was that flash, that illumination that was before our eyes? Because our minds are human, are limited. And the mind can only understand human things. But the soul is capable of going beyond that. And therefore with the soul a person can know. And the soul can feel absolute certainty that what it was looking at, what it was seeing, was a flash, an illumination of the master of the world, the splendor of all creation. That's when a person looks at reality with the nefesh that is revealed with our avodah chasidus. So the Rebbe is saying, I know that what I'm telling you now, which obviously the Rebbe experienced, and that was something that he lived with, he says, don't think that this is something which is distant from you. Don't think of this as something which is unattainable. Because you already have some of these kaiches, even now. He says to the yeshiva bacha and to the young man, because he says sometimes after a few hours of learning Torah, if you didn't interrupt the learning at all, and the biggest madrega, of course, in learning is to learn beritzifus. That means to try to learn without any interruption or break, not of the mind and certainly not of talking or doing something else, but to be able to learn, a person starts off by trying 15 minutes, a half hour, to be in a quiet place and to be without any attachments to any electronic devices, and a person to be able to, either with a chavrusa, which is easier, or by himself. Sometimes for a person it's harder with a chavrusa, they start to talk, to be able to learn Beretzifus. That's something that was an objective and a goal by Bnei Torah years ago, and by some very fine and committed ones, it's the same thing now also. To go for, remember speaking to Jews that grew up in a way where they were learning 8 hours Beretzifus. 8 hours without stopping, without talking about anything else, without trips to the tea or coffee or crackers, and without stopping for 6, 7, 8 hours of constant learning, without any Dvarim B'Teilim. So the Rebbe says that he says that even the Bochum, the Avreichim, who have experienced a time of learning Torah without any batala and any breaks in between. Rakayisa nivdal oz min shayin ha'olam, and not even potential breaks. I mean, for us that means not even to have something that could be going off, or like people doing, when you sit with people now, you're ready, it's accepted. If we would look at pictures, if we would have seen this like from years ago, and see what people would look like, it's taken for granted. People are, even if they're not picking the things up, they're constantly looking to see. Even when they're not taking, I talk to people and every 2 minutes, if something's going on. I don't know, they don't turn it off. Every 2 minutes, I guess maybe they have to have it on. Every 2 minutes, and even if they're looking to see the number, if it's something that's, if it's kedai to interrupt, you know, for this person, if it's kedai. That's also an interruption. It's also an interruption to have to look every 2 minutes that a person, I'm not talking about somebody that has, God forbid, someone in the family that's chas v'chalila, that's not well, an elderly parent or grandparent, and you might be called any second. But usually I suppose it has to do with job or with work, you know, with a job, something like that. But people every second looking, and they go, no. And then they always say, okay, I'm sorry, I'm going to turn off. And then 2 minutes later, something else is jingling, even if they don't have the ringer on. And then they go, oh, no, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know, I had to turn these things off. Like, why don't these electronic geniuses know how to turn them off? Because they don't turn them off, because they're afraid. Maybe they have to be afraid. Maybe there's somebody, a client or work or something.
You have to be afraid of your wife.
not in your case, David, then you have to be that. Everybody has their own story, David. But the ick is that a person has a very, very nice wife. He's not afraid of it. Very nice wife. And that is very nice. A person checks. But that whole feeling that a person has of not being, of being like on call. This is something that human beings never lived with until recently. We didn't grow up with that either. If you were when we grew up, if there wasn't a phone in the room, it meant that you were on your own. If there was no phone in that room, there was nothing going to happen. Nothing was going to happen. It was quiet time. And a person, even if a person doesn't expect a call, but if that thing is on and he has it in his pocket, it means, even if he's not expecting a call, it means that he is expecting a call. That's why he has it on. Also, why does he have to have it on? Not to turn it off. So that a person should be able to have a feeling of quiet, and that it should be a feeling of that there's nothing, there's no potential interruption or disruption. Then it's possible. Okay, he said, "Nivdal az min sha'ayin ha'aylam," to be completely separated from the commotion of the world, sha'ayin, the noise and the commotion of the world. Like he said, nivdal az, straight learning without any interruptions, and to be totally outside of the whole tumult of this world. V'shakur b'tayra, to be completely immersed in tayra b'chsidus, in nigla and chsidus, whatever you like, you know, to be totally shakur in it, to be completely immersed in it. That's an olam haba person. Only those of you who have tasted that knows that that's mamish. That's an olam haba. V'gam ne'nesim imena. Right, you're learning something that you want to learn. We're not talking about that you're in school and they're making you learn and you get report cards and you're sitting and you're learning and without any break, without any interruption. From that. then when the time comes where you have to return to the necessities of life, of the world, Margish ata isvi is rotzlam in ha'olam. You feel dissatisfied with the world. You feel like, ugh, isvi is rotzlam in ha'olam. You're not satisfied. You're not content with being in this world. Baichal ata bai b'shazu. You feel, you recoil from the world at that time. Umahi ha'isvi is rotzen shebucham in ha'olam. The Rebbe says, and what he says to the Chassidish Abacha, to his Chassidish Avreich, he says, and what do you think that you're feeling at that moment when you give a krechs because you know that you have to go back to the world, that you have to return to certain responsibilities, and you feel that isvi is rotzen? What is that, the Rebbe says? What's that feeling of dissatisfaction? What's that feeling of it being chaval that you have to leave, to leave the sefer, to leave whatever it was and the learning and the avoda and the chassidus that you were doing? Mahi ihaisvi is rotzim shabacham in ha'olam. The dissatisfaction that you have with the world. Satisfaction, like masbiel chol chai rotzim. So what's the isvi is rotzim? It means the dissatisfaction. That isvi yisrotzen is that when a person has spent 2, 3, 4 hours straight learning without any narishkeit, without any interruptions, without thinking about something else, without taking the head out of the sefer, and learning mamish but out loud and strong and with intensity. So when he's doing that, he's coming into contact with the world beyond this world. He's touching something outside of this world, and therefore to return to the world is painful in a certain way, depending upon that person's learning and what he was thinking about and how concentrated it was. So the Rebbe is saying that you should know that feeling that all of you have had, because he's talking to guys that are serious, very serious about learning. Is that feeling that you've had, it comes from that also. It comes from that taste of what the world looks like through the eyes of the nefesh. Meaning the world is beautiful, but what the inyonim, the narishkeit, this world look like through the eyes of the nefesh, through the eyes of the soul. That if we would be able to look at the world with those eyes, like I told you once before, we spoke about Rabbi Nachman's teaching. When Rabbi Nachman explains when after he came out from the cave, after he came out after all the years of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, so he met the person who was responsible, Yehuda ben Gerin, the one who was responsible for getting him in trouble to begin with, who informed the Romans. And it's the cause of Rabbi Shimon having to run away. So it says in the Gemara, Nosen Bei Einav, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai looked at him, and the Yehuda ben Gerin became a gal shel atzomos, became a pile of bones. So the simple way of understanding that is that he zapped him, that Yehuda ben Gerin was killed and he became a pile of bones. As Rabbi Shimon said, this, he's still in the world. That's what Rabbi Shimon said, this, he's still in the world. Nosen Bei Einav. And he became a gal shel atzomos. But Rabbi Nachman says, it's an interesting thing. It doesn't say hibid bai. It doesn't say he looked at him. It says Nosen Bei Einav. He placed his eyes within him. So Rabbi Nachman says an amazing thing. Rabbi Nachman says that the tzaddik is able to lend his eyes to a Jew. That for a moment he's able to open up the eyes of a Jew and look at, so that person should be able to see the world the way that the tzaddik sees it. And at that moment, the transformation into a gal, into a pile, gal means a pile of bones. Gal, he says, Nosen Bei Einav, he became a gal. Gal is a lashon of gilui. Gal shel atzmus, what was revealed to him was the atzmus, the reality, the essence of the world. It became clear to him. Nosem by Einav, to give the tzaddik gives his eyes to the person, so the person looks at the world with those eyes of the tzaddik. So to look at the world with the eyes of the tzaddik, and to see the world for what it really is. After a person is sitting and learning strong for hours, even on his madrega, an hour, whatever it is, but he's saying, to the fellows that you have all felt something of that, isvius ratzon, the dissatisfaction, to see the world differently. You see that when they come back from being in HSL and the yeshiva, many of them, the ones that took it seriously and were really putting in kaiches and learning and weren't wasting their parents' money partying around the whole time. So even the ones that's put in time, when they come back, it might not last that long if they have to go for a second year, a third year, but they see the world differently. They see the world differently than they saw it when they were growing up, and it's not just because they were a year older. They see it differently. They have a dissatisfaction with a lot of the narishkeit that they were so enthralled with earlier. It's because they had an experience of a year of being enveloped in ruchnius and learning and seeing elachid and seeing God fearing people and seeing Jews who are mice and nefesh for learning. And being on the streets of Yerushalayim and so on, when they come back, they have a little bit of Yerushalayim's eyes, nosam ve'enav, and they see and what's revealed is a gal shlat samus, that they see more of what the world really looks like, and they have to be careful not to become cynical, chas v'shalom. But the tzaddik is never cynical. They have to be careful not to become cynical, because they see, and with those eyes, they often will see. They'll see the weaknesses of their own parents, and they'll see the weaknesses of other mishpacha and so on. They could become very judgmental and very cynical. That's not what Hashem's Baruch wants. But that a person feels the isvius eratzim from the world, the same world that gave him such a gishmak before, that was so exciting for him, the same world that was so entertaining for him, he now looks at with isvius eratzim. And he feels this is not it. Shagashascha mekupelas b'cha ve'inat ha'makir. You don't even know what you're feeling. The Rebbe is saying this is what you're feeling. What you're feeling is that after learning, or after putting in a strong davening and a strong learning, so then you're tasting of that truth of hadur na'az ziv ha'ilam, of the splendor of the world. And then to look at the darker side of the world, it's very disturbing. Remember years ago, it struck me in such a strong way that I hadn't seen any television for already for many, many years. And I don't remember where I was, like in an airport or something. I don't remember. And I was standing there, and there was like a news thing. There was a television hanging there, and then there was a commercial that came on. A commercial. Like about a car or something like that. It was nothing in it that wasn't sneezed or anything. It was just a marishka. But I hadn't seen any commercial by that time already, like in 15 years, I hadn't seen any commercial. When you look at it, it's so dumb. No, it's so like you grew up with it and you take it for granted that people like get out of a car and talk about it like it's their wife. And smile and like say yes, and like people don't really talk that way. Yeah. People don't really look that way and talk that way. And cars are just piles of metal and that move. And we were so conditioned growing up, like with this narishkeit, that even when you listen to the voices of people on the news, that's not real. People don't really talk that way. That's not how human beings talk. When there's some product, they're talking about, they could be talking about, relief from indigestion or something. But the way that they talk about it, it's not a normal way. People don't really talk like that. I mean, but if you, But when you grow up with it, you become so numb to that, and that becomes like a reality that looks like people are normal talking that way, and acting that way, and it's ridiculous. That's not people really are. But when you're in it, you don't see that. When you get out of that, and you're out of that, so then you look at things in a different way. And you look at things for what you see them for what they really are, and it's so bizarre. It's, you know, you wonder how could any intelligent person tolerate that, let alone enjoy it, to look at these, you know, made up things, or these, like, you know, remember we used to watch like these game shows when we were kids, you know, like, you know, they used to have these things like, you know, Hollywood Squares and Let's Make a Deal and all this stuff. Like, nobody really talks like that, nobody lives like that. It's so silly, and if somebody would come from a place that they're not raised with that, it looks to them like they're from, like these people are ridiculous, and when a person looks at movies or shows and things, it's not how I lived. It's not at all the way things really are. But when a person's in it, his eyes are completely conditioned to that way of looking. Even if he says it's Nairishkeit, he doesn't feel down deep that it's Nairishkeit. It doesn't feel down deep. It doesn't make him laugh how silly it is, or feel sick by what it looks like. He doesn't feel sick with it. But when a person looks with the nefesh, and he begins to enter into that world of the nefesh, so then he sees things for what they really are. L'chein, therefore, the Rebbe says, so you have to expand this nakuda, this way of thinking. In other words, your way of looking at things. You've tasted it. You all know that there is something. You've experienced it, especially after a good learning. You've been able to feel that this isn't it. This isn't that the way that the world looks is really not what the world is. Therefore, the key is harchev nois of machshavtecha, to take this understanding and harchev nois, to expand it. Heim ha'olam kishuhul atzmai ma'oz beinecha. When you look at the world without God, when you look at the world after one of these times of intense learning or davening, whatever, in avodah. Do you think when you look at the world looks disgusting to you? When the world is on its own, it says, because he says that the world is not, when you're looking at the world in this way, it's not entirely disgusting to you, because if you were able at that moment to sit with a couple of the chassidim and to drink some mashke, some schnapps, and to talk about Torah, chassidus, avodas Hashem, it would make you very happy, even though the mashke is also of this world, the drink is also part of this world. Chayisef lahabit b'cha. The Rebbe says, continue to look deeply inside of yourself. And you'll find that when you walk on the street, when you see people are running, each person to his job and to his work, to get his schayr and so on, shopping and to work, you see that these people, they're completely preoccupied with their job and with work and with shopping and so on. You look, it's as if it's their entire tachlis in life is going to work and going shopping. You would think by looking at them that this is why they were created, and this is why the whole world was created. And then suddenly you were afraid of it. You're walking on the street and you look at this and you're afraid. Maybe you are like one of these fools also. The things that you were created, you came to the world, that lakach neitzarta, that you came to the world to make money and spend money. Oz Keitler writes, I used to look like Lahem Ulacha. At that moment, you know what you feel like. You want to scream out to all of those people on the street. And you want to scream out to yourself. Shaitem Ma'atem writes him in Ha'ilam. Fools, what do you want? What do you think the world is? What do you want from the world? Shaitem Ma'atem writes him in Ha'ilam. Halayla Hashem Ha'aretz Himalaya. The world is all Elokus, it's God. Habit Bekirbucha Vechemtin Sa'ach. And if you look inside of yourselves, then you will find it. Zeus, next page. Zeus Amaris. So the Rebbe says, so what does this teach us? She'enat Ha'boichel Ba'olam. It's not the world that disgusts you. The world is beautiful. It's not the world that you have to recoil from. It's not the world that you have to run away from. What is disgusting is the way that people understand the world. It's the way people look at the world. That's what you're dissatisfied with. It's not the world itself. The world itself is a locus. It's the way that the world is interpreted. And the fear that you have, that you yourself are one of those cockroaches running around on the street, sniffing like a dog for some panosa, for some other taiva. that's the dissatisfaction. It's not from the world. It's a dissatisfaction of a world without God, of a world without tachlis. The way that the world is perceived, the way that the world is seen. And the way that the world is being used, your soul loathes those moments when you have that clarity, when you this walking out onto the street again after learning and after davening, after Yom Kippur, a person can taste that. A person that puts in a strong Rosh Hashanah, says Yom Kippur. It's not the world itself that is disgusting. It's the way the world is being misused and misread. And you're afraid that maybe I'm one of those people that walks around, like the Rebbe says, like a shaita, like a fool, that thinks that he was created to he was created for these things. Hagosos u'machshavos elu asher b'cha. The Rebbe says, you should know. The Rebbe said, you should know these feelings and thoughts that you have. Hagosos u'machshavos elu asher b'cha reishis ri'iyah hanalhi. You should know, it's the beginning of you're able to see God in the way that we're talking. It's the beginning. That's what the Rebbe is saying. I want you to know that you've all tasted of this. You've all had this feeling that what you're looking at is not what the people are saying that it is. It's not what the newspaper says. What you're looking at is something different. That's why it's upsetting you. That's why you feel so dissatisfied with what you see. So already the Rebbe says that you have hargashos and machshavos that are the beginning of seeing. Of seeing things for what they really are. Hagosos u'machshavos elu asher b'cha reishis ri'iyah hanalhi. K'mai zelesecha ken gam ata es ha'shamayim v'aretz v'chol divrei ha'olam chushach haraya. Avol nafshecha she'esifa koyach b'limudecha v'b'iskecha b'chsidis ata. The Rebbe is explaining that you're no different than anybody else. You have the same eyesight, and when you're walking out to the street, you're looking at the same world that everybody else is looking at. So what's different about you? What's different is that even though you're looking at and hearing and smelling the same world that all the other people are on the street, but since you have just finished pouring more of your soul, revealing more of your soul in Limud HaTorah, in learning Torah, and being Isaac and Chassidus. So you are revealing something of your nefesh. You are activating something of your nefesh. That deeper part of you was revealed to you. So Mimela Gam Al Chushecha His Gavra, that affects your way of seeing and hearing. It affects your way of interacting with the world, of experiencing the world. Because Gam Al Chushecha His Gavra, the Gam Im Chushecha Atamabit Ba'olam. And now, with your heightened senses, now with the senses that are able to a little bit to look and to smell and to hear in a state of the nefesh being revealed, something of the nefesh of peeking out from the cracks. So even though you have the same ears and eyes as other people, but you're not looking at the world the same way that the other people are looking at it. You're not looking at it the same way. Every single person that comes out, that goes out from a morning where they have some time where they're learning and davening, and goes out into the street, and goes onto a train, and goes to work, not to look down, God forbid, on people, to have a nasty or negative way of looking at the world, but every single person should feel an unbelievable feeling of elation, of his ears, when you see on the rotsim v'heim rotsim. You go to the train and you see that there are people, 100 people running through the train with their little briefcases and their little folders for the day, and they're in yonim, and they're talking about this and they're talking about that, and they're handling. You could do that, and you'll be doing the same thing maybe in a few minutes, and you might look the same way, running with the same little packle, but you were learning, you were davening, you were the Bari Olam in such a way to feel a feeling of being different. A feeling of being different. Not that it causes you to talk in a way that's not nice to people, look down, that's not the Ratzon Hashem. But to look and to be able to in a certain way to feel that Isri is Ratzon, at the same time to feel dissatisfied with the metzias of a world that, without the Baruch Shalom's light being revealed in it, and also to feel his iris within yourself, and to feel the unbelievable fortune, good fortune that you have to be a Jew, and to be able to daven and to learn, and to be able to know what's important in life, what's not important. And you see people you look around you and you see the blank looks and everybody talking about stuff that's nothing, that doesn't mean anything. And you have inside the difference is you have inside your little pekel, you have a little mishnayis, or you have a little sefer, a little chumash. That is a person. That person is like Kamashim Abitim Zalasechalav. You look at the world differently than. And if you don't look at the world, if you look at the world the same way as everybody else on the train, it means that your davening and your learning hasn't been real. It means that your davening and your learning has been just superficial, just in the brain. And those people are talking about the stock market and you talk about Tosis. It's just an intellectual thing. If that's what it is, so then they get a geschmack talking about the stock market and you get a geschmack talking about Tosis. But if a person learns and davens and it's not void, so then he sees the world differently. It's not the way that other people are looking at the world. Hey, ma'abitim alav kal refes l'ha'odav ha'behema. How do they see the world? They see the world like one big stable for animals and people. A big stable. A big stable for animals and for people. That's how they look at the world. A refus. Ha'odim va'behema. Va'ataroya shala Hashem ha'aretz amalaya. And you see the same eyes. Hashem ha'aretz amalaya. Ha'odim va'behema. Man and an animal. Ha'aychel v'chol divrei haguf. The food and everything of the physical world. Hakol kaidish lavaydis hakaidish. Even the animal, when a Jew looks at the world with the nefesh, even the animal is not in a stable. I mean, he lives in a stable, but an animal is also kaidish lavaydis hakaidish. It's also, the animal is also shining with Hashem Hashem Haaretz Amalaya. Was by the person who doesn't see the world this way, a human being is no different than an animal, except he's smart. The whole world is a big stable. That's all it is. The person who looks with these eyes of Nasan by Einav, and he sees, so then he's able to see that everything, Ha'adam, Ha'behema, Ha'aycha, V'chol Divrei Haguf, everything. I call Kodesh Lavedus HaKodesh. So I told many times over the years that Ma'aseh, when the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, when he was a little boy, and how the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, he had such a hard life because he was a Yosem, and he had a very, very hard life. And the way that it worked then is they didn't go to buildings, yeshiva buildings. They had cheder, and the cheder was in the house of the Rebbe who was your Rebbe. They went to the cheder. So the ones, the children, the boys who came from wealthy families, they had a nice setup. The ones who came from poor families wasn't good. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was at the mercy of the village, of the town, and he was by a Rebbe. It was a terrible, terrible place. Disgusting, filthy, with the poorest kids, and the Rebbe was always angry, and his wife looked horrible. And it's a whole terrible, depressing scene, because the Baal Shem Tov had such a sensitive child, and he was in this horrible, depressing place with this miserable Malamed and his wife. So he couldn't take it one day. He left the cheder for a while, and he went out into the woods, and he was pouring out his heart to Hashem. And he said that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said that he met there in the middle of the woods. He met there as an old Jew, a beautiful old Jew, who didn't even ask him, the old Yid didn't even ask him his name. He just said to him, he knew him, and he said, Surlik, he said, Yisrael, the old man said to the Baal Shem Tov, he said, you should have eyes to see. Einayim lirais, the Baal Shem Tov said. That's the bracha that he got, Einayim lirais. And then, after a little while, he didn't know what that was, and he went back to cheder. And when he walked into the cheder, he saw that his Rebbe was really a wonderful, wonderful man. It's just that he was broken by poverty, and he was so embarrassed that he couldn't provide for his family. And he saw that the wife was really a very, very good lady. She just felt so broken that she couldn't take care of her children the right way, and she was overwhelmed by different things. And he said that was the biggest bracha the Baal Shem Tov said, the best bracha he ever got, was from whoever that was in the woods that gave him a bracha, Einayim Liras, to have eyes to see. And he looked at the world with those eyes afterwards. That he saw everything with those eyes. And Hakol is Kodesh, Lavedus HaKodesh, to see Lashem Ha'aretz Amalaya. Loisha B'Seichel Chakarta V'chein Matzos. This is not something that you're now looking at with the Seichel, that you have a different intellectual perception of the world, that you're smarter now. The smartest people don't necessarily see, the smartest people see things in the most perverted way, not necessarily any better than all the shaitim that are running up and down the street. But the bigger the smarter ones are responsible for making most of the shtusim and for making most of the tzaras, the smarter ones. It's not a matter of seichel. That now you understand, and you thought deeply. You're some sort of an intellectual person, and you came to this conclusion that this is silly. You know, the world is silly, or that there's a that people are missing the point. It's not a matter of seichel. The seichel chakarta v'chein matzosa. Rak ba'atzmacha uminafshcha yediyah zakeriyah rememezu b'chon is nitzitza. It's not a seichel dike. It's not a sichlius dike. Understanding that you now have a new understanding. You read some book, and then, excuse me, the latest book taught you about these things now. It's ba'atzmacha, uminafshcha, from within yourself and from within your soul. There's a very clear vision that was ignited inside of you, that is sparkling inside of you. After the time of learning and davening, and you walk out into the street, it's not. But you weren't learning about the world. You were learning Gemara about something else. You were learning some sefer about something else. It wasn't like you were reading on the subject of the futility of people, you know, being on the train for 4 hours a day, and now you look on the train and say, oh, what a miserable world. That's not it. Your nefesh inside of you has been revealed. Something of your nefesh is revealed, and the nefesh within you opens your eyes to see things a certain way, to see the what really is. Lama zayir rochik beinecha shakasha toisef nafshecha lesparis lehesgalis b'chayoser. And the Rebbe says, therefore, it shouldn't be something which is so far from you. It's all that I'm talking about how to see the world and how to see the Baruch Shalom everywhere. Don't let, he says, it shouldn't be something which is far from you. Because if you continue along this path and your soul is given more opportunities to break out of the imprisonment of the guf and to be mezgala and to be revealed more inside of you, Then you will see the splendor and the glory of the Hodu No Aziv Ha'olam Negin Enech Yisnaitzitz, more and more and more. You'll see that glory and that splendor. There was one of the great Talmidim of the Yismach Moshe. Can't remember the second. One of the great Talmidim of Yismach Moshe. He said what happened was that there was a time that Yismach Moshe had when on Thursday night nobody was allowed to go into his room. Into his study. Nobody was allowed to go in there. I mean, it was Isaac a lot. Thursday nights in Sisrei Torah or something, and nobody was allowed to go in there. But he said that they used to stand outside the door, the chassidim, would stand outside the door and try to listen to the sweetness. They couldn't hear the exact words, but they would hear the Rebbe's voice learning something. And they used to like to stand outside the door, Yismach Moshe. And this tzaddik wrote that one night they were standing outside the door and they heard the Yismach Moshe learning with the Chavrusa. They heard him learning with somebody. And they didn't recognize the voice. And they were staying there for a long time. Until finally, the Rebbe opened the door, and there was nobody in the room, and there was no back door, you know, to get out of. So the Rebbe, the Yismach Moshe, saw that he said this tzaddik was there with one other tzaddik, I think, and they were very taken aback because they heard that for a long time the Rebbe was sitting there learning with somebody, and now when they came in, there's nobody in the room. So the Rebbe said, he said, what's the matter? He said to the two tzaddikim over there, the chassidim, he said, you don't believe in Chazal? So they said, what do you mean, Rebbe? So he said, you don't believe in it says that a person sitting and learning Torah, that the Shechina is Shechina Kenegdo, that the Shechina herself, that the Shechina learns with the person, sits opposite the person and learns with the person. That's what they said. That a person might be a smachmaish, but I mean to say such a thing that he's like, you don't understand me now. I'm learning with the Shechina. The Shechina Shani Kenegda. Whatever that means, you know, that he's really so surprised. That's what Chazal say. A person that lives in that Madrega, with the big tzaddikim, that they had a Madrega of such a hisgalus and nefesh, that the Shechina herself was revealed. Atam mispalu fa'ayma shir l'Hashem. He says, if you daven and you begin to sing to Hashem is Baruch, v'kulam ha'shamayim ha'aretz ha'ilonis, the heaven and the earth and all the trees, ayna macharecha, you'll be able to hear that everything in the world is answering and singing together with you. And you will feel tremendous intense pleasure and delight. We're not able to comprehend how the big tzaddikim, how they saw the light of Hashem in the world. Because they were living in a state of constant hisgalus and nefesh in the highest level. But even people like us, if we begin to work on ourselves, to become chassidim and bali nefesh, then yipokchu einenu ulevaveinu. Then our eyes and our hearts will begin to open. Our eyes and our hearts will begin to open. Ubaha'ilam yiru es asherat ata leiro. And we'll be able to see in the world things that we never saw until now. Va'af b'tayr b'sifre Kabbalah v'chassidus. And through our learning of Torah and Kabbalah and Chassidus, shamayim chadashim lefaneinu yizgalu. New heavens, a new world will be opened up before us. Shemayim chadoshim lefaneinu yizgalu. Umi yatzoloch me'atam milalois k'sharubais ha-shemayim lefarecha niftachu. And who will hold you back and who will stop you from rising, ascending higher and higher? And all of the heavens have been opened before you. There's nobody that will prevent you, that will stop you from rising higher and higher. So it says, by not in this parasha, the parasha of Kabbalah Satayr, but there's also in Mishpatim, there's a Kabbalah Satayr at the end of the parasha, Atzili Ruach, it says, they went up the mountain, they weren't able to go all the way with Moshe Rabbeinu, but it says, Vayachzu, Vayachlu, Vayishtu. So it says that they looked and they ate and they drank, right? The Zakenim. They looked and they ate, they looked at God Kivyachal and they ate and they drank. So he looked in Rashi and Unklus. So Rashi says it. Rashi says over, like it's found in Chazal also, that was something that was terribly wrong. That it's an insensitivity that they were in such a place of kedusha and they shouldn't have been sitting there eating and drinking. It's not the time to have a fabregin. But if you look at Unklus, the way Unklus understands. Is vayechzu vayechlu v'yishtu. The way Unklus explains it is that translates it is that there's such a thing that a Jew is able to look at the world vayechzu. He's able to look at the world and vayechlu v'yishtu. He's able to eat and to drink the world, not food. That it's he feels as intense a feeling of pleasure like somebody who was starving, somebody who was dying of thirst, and didn't have anything to eat or drink, and then all of a sudden he has the most delicious foods and drinks in the world. It's not a criticism. It's telling us about the greatness of Atzilei Yisrael, those who are close to Hashem, those who taste the Mesikus of Torah. When a person says that, a person says the brachas in the morning, says Vaharav no Hashem Akenas Divesharaschabafi. Hashem's brach make the Torah sweet in our mouths. It means that the Torah is sweet. Help us taste the sweetness. Then it should be like delicious, like a piece of food. But there are those tzaddikim like the Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Briskerov that learn that Birchas HaTorah is like Birchas Anan, and like you make on a piece of food, so you make Birchas HaTorah, the same concept. Like the Gemara Brachas of Hashemayim, Shemayim, Lashem, Varas, Nosl, Neodim, that the world belongs to God, and only when you make the Bracha are you able to enjoy the world, to benefit from the world, because the world was God's, and now you have to say Bracha to release that, to allow yourself, through the Bracha that you make on the apple, you can enjoy the apple. So the tzaddikim that learn in Lomdus, that Birchas HaTorah, the brach that you make on learning in the morning, it's like a Birchas Ananen. It's also the Torah of a person. If a person appreciates and understands what Torah is, so then and then it's better than the most delicious food in the world. The Harav No Hashem Akena was Divesa Aschubefi. It should be the taste of Torah is the most delicious thing in the world, more than anything that a person could ever eat or drink. That's what it means. Vayachsu vayachlu vayishtu. But that's by Atzilei Bnei Yisrael. The word Atzilei, which means the noble people of the Jewish people, Atzilei is a lashna. Atzilei is a pasuk in Yechezkel. Rashi brings down a few explanations. Where does it come from? What does it mean, Atzilei? And it talks in Yechezkel about the third base of Mikdash. And the word Atzilei says over the Shesh Amos, it means when something, it's talking about how deep the Mizbeach was dug into the ground. So the word Atzilei means depth. And the tzaddikim say that Atzilei Bnei Yisrael means those Jews who are very, very deep Jews. Those who look at things in a very deep way. When they see what really is in the world, when they see what the world really is, that's all there by Shalom, then everything is like Vayachlu Vayishtu. They don't want to eat any food, they don't have anything to drink, because the world itself is all the elokus is Vayachlu Vayishtu. All right, we should be zeichah a little bit to taste of that.